Nedir chapter 7, Mishnah 3, Kolak Samim Aboin Merekim, any bloodstained garments that come from a place called Rekim, which was on the eastern border of Eretz Yisrael, Tohirin. So these garments are considered pure, and the reason being that over there, they were, majority of the people living there were Gentiles. And we know that according to Torah law, the laws of Nida and Zava do not apply to Gentiles. The rabbis extended the decree to say that all Gentiles are considered Zavim, but they didn't extend that decree to bloodstained garments. There's no, if a Gentile bloodstained garment is not impure, right? It's pure, remains pure. So if you find a bloodstained garment from this place called Rekim, so that will not be, we assume that because the majority of them are Gentiles, we assume that it's a Gentile garment and therefore pure. Rabbi Yehuda Matame, Rabbi Yehuda declares that garment impure, Mipnei Sham Gerim V'Ton, because the people over there are Gerim. They are converts in Rekim. They are not, they're not non-Jews. They actually converted, says Rabbi Yehuda. And he says, and they make a mistake. You know, what's the mistake? Is that they don't put their bloodstained garments away. They never, like, learned that halacha. That if there's a bloodstained garment, because it's impure, they should be put away. Says Rabbi Yehuda, so you've got to, if you find a bloodstained garment from Rekim, so you've got to assume that that is, it's from a convert, meaning that it's the person's now Jewish. They don't know that they should put their garment away, and therefore the garment is impure. If a bloodstained garment comes from Gentiles, so we said Torin, we said that's ritually pure. Miban Yisrael, if it comes from Jewish people, Miban HaKutim. Now the Kutim, you'll remember, those were the people who converted and were never sure if their conversion was valid or not. So Rabbi Meir Metame, Rabbi Meir says that they're impure. The Chachomim Metaharin, but the sages say that they are pure, mibnei shelo nechshadu al kismen, because we are not suspect in regard to their bloodstained garment. This is obviously talking about the kutim, right? So according to the sages, they are trusted to conceal their bloodstained garment, meaning this halacha, this particular halacha, the kutim did actually follow. If we find a bloodstained garment, so we know that it's not, we assume that it's not a menstrual bloodstained garment, that it's stained with some for some other reason, and therefore we can assume that that garment is pure and not impure.